Good morning. Guys are having a fine start to your Monday morning. You may have noticed that I am less furry today. I have cleaned up for the springtime, and the beard is now in hibernation until this fall. So, a lot of adjustments getting used to that going on in my life. If you guys missed it, this weekend was Maine Maple Monday. It's a lie. Today's Monday. They should have called it that. It was actually Maine Maple Weekend or Sunday. And if you missed out on that, you would have missed out on maple syrup donuts and little fritters and popcorns and maple syrup and coffee and going into Sugar Shacks and being just filled with the aroma of sweet smells of maple syrup and the hot, steamy liquid coming from the maple syrup, which is called water, purifying your skin. So, if you missed that, mark your calendars for next year. They usually also have sleigh rides with horses and other such things, and depending on the ones you go. But essentially, at the end of the day, it's you walking around, looking at stuff, and buying sweet treats and saying, "Touch that," and heading on your merry way. But that was my weekend. So, I normally talk about some fitness-related topic, and who knows, this might dwell into one, but this weekend I was watching several movies, but the one that really struck me was Pete Dragon. Now, it's a Disney movie that came out in 2016, and if you're wondering, that sounds kind of cheesy. Well, it does have Robert Redford in it, which if you any of you guys know, that is the Brad Pitt of his generation. And also played Dirty Harry. So kind of a badass to himself. Oh wait, that's not Robert Redford. Damn it. Anywho, he played in other movies that wasn't Robert Redford. Damn, who was that? Anywho, but the great thing about this movie that I really enjoyed about it is it's really two movies in one. If you only want a 3-minute movie, there's a 3-minute movie because it will start out as a family heading in a car. Bambi jumps in front of them, kills everyone except for the kid. Kid finds dragon, cuts the title. Boom, right there. You have Pete, you have dragon, you have sadness and happiness, all within the first 3 minutes. And at that point, you can decide, do I really want to go on, or am I satisfied with what I saw? And as I went on, I can assure you'll be just as satisfied by watching those first 3 minutes than you would be watching the entire movie. Because to go on in classic Disney lore, kid loses family, which is a common theme, but then also kid trying to find family, but bad people are trying to hurt dragon, kid telling dragon not to run away, but to fly away, because the dragon can fly, and essentially destroys part of the town. Probably costing them millions of dollars in bridge repairs. And essentially, if they just left the kid and the dragon alone the entire time, he would never have this problem. But since they wanted to make money off the dragon, they caused themselves a lot of heartache and problems. And so the movie goes on with that. And what you can guess, there was a fairy tale ending and happiness at the end. But I think we can all agree that 3-minute version where tragedy happens, Pete meets dragon, happiness, boom, is good enough for a movie, if you're looking for a short movie to show your kids. Yes, it's me. The other weird thing in the movie is Pete shows very little remorse for losing his kids. He's like a 5-year-old kid, and they just had an epic car crash, and he shows no remorse. Like, I get that he's young, but I don't get it. And also, there's always wolves in Disney movies. Like, I expected growing up there'd be a lot more wolves out in the woods in my life. It's very rare, actually, so I feel like that's not very good for making kids feel safe out in nature, because there's not always wolves in wilderness, at least that I know of, at least where I live. It's not that dangerous, I don't think. But Disney likes to portray it as, so I don't get that. What's up with that? Anyways, that's my thoughts. And that was Monday Morning Coffee with Josh. Talk about maple syrup and Pete's Dragon. So hope that was interesting for you. Have a wonderful day, and as always, please check me out at joshwilliamsfitness.com, or you can reach me at josh@joshwilliamsfitness.com. where emails can be sent, and I will receive them. Have a great day. Bye.